I'm talking today with Daniel Cusimano. He is the Research and Education Director at Safari West, where among his charges these days, I guess we can use that word appropriately, are some rhinos, including a baby. How do you wind up with a baby rhino?
Well, we brought in not quite a baby, a four-year-old, based off of the recommendation from, I believe it was the International Rhino Foundation for breeding purposes.
So what's he doing there?
His primary job right now is to encourage our adult male to be closer with our female.
Spur a little jealousy?
Competition, yeah, absolutely. And sure enough, in the first couple of weeks, we saw behavior that we really haven't seen on property in the near 6 years he's been there.
So you're hopeful that somewhere down the road, you'll have a genuine baby rhino.
That's exactly right, yeah.
How long away might that be?
Hard to tell. The gestation period's about 16 months, and we really don't have a good way of telling whether or not our female is pregnant. Being a 7,000-pound female, max weight of the babies is usually around 150 to 170 pounds. You just don't see that extra weight in the 7,000-pound female.
You get any warning at all?
You can always look for behavioral changes.
I wasn't aware that you had rhinoceros up there, and they're not very common anymore.
No, the conservation issue is huge, with roughly 2 to 3 rhinos being poached every day. There are a number of things that you can do to try to help with rhino conservation, being spurring field conservation in Africa or India or Southeast Asia for that matter, raising awareness in zoos and preserves just like Safari West. And of course, if you do have captive populations, ideally you have them breeding, which again brings us back to why we have our newest 4-year-old male. Gives us 3 on site.
How free-ranging are they able to be?
Not as free-ranging as some of our other animals. Being a little bit higher profile, they need to be kept in an enclosure that has reinforced barriers instead of a basic fence line. So we flattened out a good plot of land for them and built up some concrete on one side, some cables on the other, and then there's a pretty nice ditch on one side of the enclosure that's keeping them from wandering too far.
They seem happy?
Very. The past 5 or 6 years that we've had our male and female, our 2 adults, they've been notably some of the most enjoyable animals to be around. They're constantly side by side, 2 adult rhinos almost cuddled up together in a little shallow depression or wallowing together like they're taking a bath. Just very fun to be around, yeah.
And they must be a big draw for the people who visit.
Absolutely. They're one of our biggest draws. We like specializing or featuring animals that are lesser known or maybe not as well represented in other facilities. But having something like the rhinos on property is always going to get people excited.
So if you want to see a rhino cuddle up to another rhino, the place to go is Safari West. Daniel, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.